The Islamic Revolution leader says a united Muslim front could easily break the enemy lines. Good news for pilgrims in Iran. Construction work starts for Tehran-Qom-Mashhad freeway. And another blow for Obama. The U.S. National Security Advisor quits. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful, hello and welcome. This is Drum & Jam Network English News. Thanks for joining us. Islamic Revolution leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says the correct performance of Hajj rituals is more than necessary. The leader told officials in charge of the Hajj congregation that proper and responsible moves by Muslims during the giant ceremony would spare a sense of glory and power in the world of Islam. Ayatollah Khamenei said a united Muslim front could easily break the enemy lines. The leader said the enemy is trying pitfalls out of proportion, adding unity would undo all attempts. Ayatollah Khamenei said Hajj is a place we can show to the world how united we are, hoping the great opportunity could see integrated support of Muslims for Palestinians. A trip leading to two shrine destinations could appeal to many when they are out on pilgrimage. Just get the car started and hit the divided highway and you'll see what happens.
This is a national joint plan and President Ahmadinejad is present here to see operations to make this happen in the country. A shrine-to-shrine freeway with six lanes starts in the central city of Qom. It stretches 1,000 kilometers to reach Mashhad in the northeast after leaving behind the capital, Tehran. Some $3 billion has been injected into dual carriageway, which mainly aims to reduce road fatalities, save time and raise travel safety. It takes you 5 to 7 hours to hit the shrine city of Mashhad this way. Another good news is that an express train will go back and forth 350 kilometers between Tehran and Mashhad in 3 hours. The electricity run train has absorbed up to $12 billion to hit the tracks. To the ceremonies, the president said, "We need to build Iran. Adding infrastructural plans are a must for that end." Ahmadinejad said Iran is a big workshop today, where big jobs are being done by domestic hands.
Tehran sees late October or early November the best time for Iran and the P5+1 to sit around a negotiating table. Foreign Minister Manuchehr Moseki said in a joint press conference with his Cuban counterpart Bruno Eduardo Rodriguez Parrilla that an exact date is being consulted by the parties involved. He said the time and place will be announced when a decision is finalized. Moseki then said Palestine needs a democratic and just strategy to favor the interests of its people. He also slammed recent political gamesmanship by the West and said talks alone will not be enough. We need more for Palestine. And Economy Minister Shamsuddin Hosseini says sanctions against Iran have paved the way for the growth of national economy. Speaking in Washington on sidelines of the World Bank Summit, Hosseini said the country has focused more on its domestic resources in the wake of the sanctions. The economic chief then referred to 23% rise in the non-oil exports since March 21, 2010 and said such an increasing trend proves the ruthless nature of sanctions. He added Iran is facing no problem for its trade exchanges with other countries since there are more ways for transferring money than what certain states think. Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Yukio Amano, once again repeated allegations against Iran's nuclear activities, as mentioned by certain Western states. Talking to members of the German Council on Foreign Relations in Berlin, the IAEA chief said Tehran has failed to fully cooperate with his organization on inspection of nuclear materials. He also echoed Western concerns over Iran's nuclear program and said diplomatic talks should be the basis for settlement of the issue. This all comes as Iran has time and again underlined that its nuclear activities are solely for civilian purposes. Meanwhile, the non-aligned movement members have repeatedly voiced support for Iran's legal rights to peaceful nuclear technology in accordance with the IAEA regulations. U.S. President Barack Obama announced the resignation of his National Security Advisor James Jones in the first big shakeup of his foreign policy team. Obama announced that Jones' hard-charging deputy Tom Donilon will take over as Washington confronts sharp challenges to its power. There had long been whispers that Jones and Obama had not melded, and the former general's frequent foreign travel was interpreted as a sign he preferred advancing policy abroad to running the national security apparatus at home. And gunmen torched at least 29 oil tankers in southwest Pakistan, the sixth attack in just over a week. Officials said some 30 gunmen attacked the tankers in southeast Quetta, injuring two local police officials. The tankers were on their way to Afghanistan when they were raided. The latest tanker attack comes as the mainland route for NATO supplies crossing from Pakistan to Afghanistan as the northwest has been closed for the 10th day running. The closure was Islamabad's sudden reaction to the killing of a Pakistani soldier at the hands of NATO troopers.